This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel ratified a law on Thursday limiting the circumstances in which a prime minister can be removed, despite opponents' fears that it may be intended to shield incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his corruption trials. It's the latest wrinkle in the political crisis that has driven thousands of protesters into the streets. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Israel's parliament has passed a new law that limits the conditions under which a sitting prime minister can be removed from office, despite objections from opponents that its intent is to shield Benjamin Netanyahu from any fallout of his ongoing corruption trials. And it's the newest wrinkle in the latest political crisis that has swept the Israeli government, driving thousands of protesters onto the streets for months. Netanyahu's political coalition of religious conservatives and nationalists are planning to overhaul the country's judiciary system to protect against what it calls overreach by the Supreme Court and restore balance among the branches of government.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised address he's determined to proceed with judicial reforms amid these unprecedented nationwide protests. Ukraine, asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled, is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.